Hello and welcome to your bonus episode of I Hate Your Movie. Big thank you to the Patreons, Alexandra, Roger, Emily, Rob and Bryn. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Dan.
This is Rick.
And we're doing MCU quiz.
And we're doing our introduction properly this time because we didn't do it properly in the last time.
We didn't?
I don't think so.
Okay. How can you remember so well a week ago what they did?
My memory is just that good. As we're about to tell with this MCU quiz that I'm going to ace 100%.
We'll see about that. So if you remember from the last episode, really long time ago. So the thing's up for grab. If I win, we watch Quigley.
Which is?
A terrible film.
Yep. Starring?
Starring?
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, crazy drunk guy.
Crazy drunk Gary Busey. And if I win, we're going to watch Little Nicky.
How many points did I get?
Last week, you got 18 out of a possible 27 points.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very impressed. Mm-hmm. I think that was a very good score because there was a good mix of hard and easy questions. You get 2/3 out of a quiz. Pretty good.
I'm still hurt from last week because I thought I was Breaking Bad, super genius, but you showed me. Anyway, let's see if you're MCU super genius. You have to beat 18 to watch Little Nicky.
Okay, are we keeping track throughout or are we just finding out the results at the end?
We are finding out the results at the end. Are you ready for your MCU quiz?
I am ready for my MCU quiz.
And for that Little Nicky goodness.
And that Little Nicky goodness.
I hope you win and we watch it and I hope you hate it.
That I hate Little Nicky?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel nervous.
You should be. First question.
Okay.
What year was the first Iron Man movie released, kicking off the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
So, how old is it now? It is... So it was 10 years when that came out, when, oh my God, I'm going to have to take a random stab. 2008.
Correct.
Yes!
That was a good guess.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the bullshit question.
Bullshit question.
But you gave me bullshit questions, so yeah, I don't care. Fair. In the comic book series, who were the original Avengers?
That is not MCU.
I know.
That's not even MCU adjacent.
I know.
Like, if you were to ask me how many films there are the MCU total,
yeah,
then that's fair enough. That is not an MCU-related question. Do I even get to know how many there were?
Oh, shit. I should do the quiz, actually, so I know. But I know.
In the comic books?
Yeah, so like 1960s Avengers.
I will only accept this question if all of these people are in the MCU.
They are all in the MCU. Okay.
And how many do I have to guess?
Five.
I'm going to start off with the outline. I'm going to say Black Panther.
You have to guess the whole roster.
What? But I gave you a point for every person that died.
This is how it is in the thing.
No.
I'll give you the options.
Options?
Yeah, there's four options. Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, Wonder Woman.
No.
Second one, Ant-Man, Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, The Wasp. Third one, Black Widow, Captain America, Hawkeye, The Hulk, Iron Man. And the fourth one is Black Panther, Black Widow, Captain America, Scarlet Witch, and Vision.
I reckon the one with Iron Man, the third option.
No, it's the second option.
Really?
It's Ant-Man, The Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, and The Wasp. Yeah, they didn't have Captain America yet.
Okay.
Who was the first female superhero to appear in the title of an MCU film?
So in the title, not in the film, they have to be in the title.
In the title of an MCU film.
Okay, so the original lineup was four dudes and two tagalongs in and then they didn't get a film. And then the next one was four Iron Man 3 Guardians. I'm going to guess it's The Wasp, Ant-Man and The Wasp.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Four.
Cool.
What war did Captain America fight in?
Ooh, good question.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, because is it World War One or is it World War Two? They were fighting Nazis, it was World War Two.
Yeah. What the fuck? This is supposed to be the easy one.
You look unsure about this question.
Yeah, because I have to phrase it in a way where it doesn't give it away, because it's not phrased great. In the Avengers franchise.
Okay.
Just the Avengers films.
Yep.
Who was the first major character to die?
Ooh, see, that's... Who was the first major character to die? Okay, so everyone survived the first one. Yep. And in the second one, Age of Ultron, it was Quicksilver. It was the running guy. It was Pierre Maximoff. He died in the second one.
It's just a bad quiz.
Yeah, did I get it right? What's the answer?
The answer is Black Widow, Heimdall, Nebula, or Tony Stark.
Okay.
So it's just a bad quiz. As I said, I think it means Heimdall. But I can think of one that was previous, and it was in the first one.
Who died in the first one?
Everyone's favourite. Phil Coulson.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I give you that one?
It's up to you.
He's not a superhero, so I'm going to give you that one. Number six. What is the name of Thor's hammer?
Mjolnir. Yeah.
Correct. But you didn't pronounce it correctly. It's Mjolnir. Which alien race invaded New York in the Avengers? The first Avengers.
The Chitauri.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bonus point.
Go on.
Which comic does that come from?
A Marvel one.
It's actually, they took the Chitauri from the Ultimates, which was the Avengers reboot, basically.
Okay.
And they were either the Kree or the Skrull redesign.
Probably the Kree.
Yeah,
probably. I would have thought, because they're the more of a warrior race.
Where did the Hulk go at the end of Age of Ultron?
What's the name of the place? Sakaar.
Yeah, it didn't even need the place. What place is Sakaar?
Sakaar is in space.
Would you care to elaborate? That is actually two different things. Huh?
Okay, so in the end of Age of Ultron, he is on one of the Quinjets that flies up into the atmosphere, and he gets balled into the Devil's butthole.
Yeah.
And lands on
Sakaar. Is that space, or is it?
He goes out of the atmosphere into space. What are you trying to say here?
I'm trying to give you a more accurate answer. I'm trying to get it out of you.
I don't know how to be more accurate than that.
Is Sakaar in space?
I don't think it's ever particularly established.
Right, it's an alternate universe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the alter ego of Pietro Maximo?
Quicksilver.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who made Captain America's shield?
Oh, which one?
The original one.
So he gets his shield in the first Avenger film, the first Captain America film, and it's made of vibranium, and it's the only vibranium they know of at that point in time.
Yes.
But
they haven't discovered black people yet.
So he's given to it by Peggy Carter, and can't remember his character name, but Tommy Lee Jones and Peggy Carter give him his shield. So are they part of S.H.I.E.L.D. at that point? No, because they establish S.H.I.E.L.D. after the war ends. Peggy establishes S.H.I.E.L.D. after Captain America dies.
Who made Captain America's shield?
I don't think they established that. He's just sitting around. The U.S. Army give it to him.
Bam! Howard Stark. They do mention it in almost all the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. But still, they got a free shield lying around, and he picks one up, and it's the vibranium one. It's the line in Civil War before he drops it. Yeah. Tony's like, my father gave you that shield.
Yeah.
And then he drops it.
How does Black Widow turn the Hulk back into Bruce Banner?
Sun's getting real low.
What would you call that?
She talks to him calmly and says, sun's getting real low, and kind of like a meditation type.
Lullaby.
I class a lullaby as a song, whereas he's just like, hey, big guy. Sun's getting real low.
All right,
and then
nerd.
He calms down.
What species is Loki revealed to be?
Oh, how specific do you want it? Because it's the ice giants, but do you need an actual name for it? Oh, okay, because they've got a name of their race as well. Because that's what the Asgardians call them.
Yeah, but it just says Frost Giant.
Okay. Oh, I should have known that. Oh, that's so annoying.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What was it?
Where they live on Jotunheim.
Jotunheim, yeah. Of course.
I play a game that's set in like an Asgardian-themed thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the areas you go to is Jotunheim, and it's just piss-ass cold all the time. So I should have known that. That's where the Frost Giants come from.
What is the name of Chris Pratt's character in Avengers?
Star-Lord. Peter Quill. Which one would you like?
You got it. I'm catching up, you bastard. And you said the next one.
What was the next one?
What is Captain America's shield made of?
Vibranium.
What is Agent Coulson's first name?
Phil. Phil Coulson. Or if you watch the first Avengers film, Coulson goes to meet Tony Stark, and he's sitting with Pepper Potts, and Pepper's like, "Hi, Phil." And Tony Stark's like, "His first name is Agent."
Right, fuck me. You're catching up. What type of doctor is Stephen Strange before the...
Do we need a specific type of surgeon?
Yes.
He does do different kinds of surgery. When you first see him, he's doing brain surgery on someone who got shot. So that would be a neurosurgeon. But then he also is in his car talking about fixing someone's back and fixing someone's hand. So each of them would require a specific type of surgeon, I would have thought.
Just because you're so ahead, I'm going to have to just press you on this without helping.
Okay. Neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hand thing comes in later, and I think when they discuss the back, it is still like brain stem stuff.
Okay. Yeah, because in Doctor Strange, when he's on the car on the road bridge before he crashes, the person they're talking about on the, over the phone is the guy from Iron Man 2. Yeah, it's like a proper deep cut. So in Iron Man 2, you know where the bad guy shows the screens and everything's like the people trying to make their own Iron Man things, mm-hmm. and the guy turns 180 degrees and really hurts his back.
Mm-hmm.
The phone call with Doctor Strange is like, well, we have a something-year-old male who's had an injured back in a AIM tech suit accident.
Yeah. I didn't know that. How many Infinity Stones are there?
6. I can never remember this. I can never remember. See, that would have been a good one for multiple choice. How many of the Infinity Stones can I name? Is it 6?
Yeah.
See, that would have been a good one. Like, time, soul.
I got different ones.
Power. I don't know.
Love. Earth, fire. What is the real name of Black Panther?
Oh, my God. Why don't I know that? Oh, my God, I should know that. They call him T'Challa.
Yeah.
Is that his full name?
Well, it doesn't say his full name in the thing, so yeah.
Okay.
T'Challa Smith, probably. T'Challa Johnson. Now, I have no idea what this is. Who does Captain America call Earth's best defender?
Earth's best defender?
Mm-hmm. No idea. Don't remember this at all.
Well, I have no idea. Is it a one person?
Yes.
And it's, I don't know, Nick Fury?
No. Nope. Iron Man.
What? But they continuously come to blows over who's...
In Infinity War, what does Captain America mean when he tells Ross that Earth just lost their...
Best defender, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll accept defeat on that one.
Good.
Have you just changed the phrasing of all the questions that are coming up just to be complete nonsense?
Next question is, what? Yeah, 5 seconds, then. What do Avengers get at the final post-credit scene in the first film?
Shawarma.
Correct.
There's a thing in like that. Captain America's facing the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had to grow like a mustache for another role. Because that was like really like post-production.
Mm.
They pulled everyone back to do that filming.
Yeah. They had to get costumes at a Halloween store. We're getting into the questions that I came up with.
Okay.
You got... 17 out of 20.
Ooh, on the verge.
We are on the verge.
So I've got 7 more questions to get 2 more points.
Yeah, but these are the...
the deep ones. We're going to sudden death.
In Iron Man 3,
yep.
What's Iron Man's main armor that he hasn't finished yet? What mark is it? The one with the beige color and the one that it comes to him when he calls it?
42.
Fucking hell.
Yes!
How did you know that?
What?
Where was that in your brain?
Pushing out childhood memories. That's where it is.
Yeah.
Mark 42, the prodigal son. 6 questions, 1 right answer. Dun, dun, dun. I might just get this next one wrong, just for dramatic effect.
Well, I'll give you the multiple choice. So in Avengers Endgame,
yeah,
they travel to 4 different years.
Okay.
Can you name them all?
Can I name all the years?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so, right, 2011, is that one of them?
Nope.
Okay, that was a stab. So where did they go? They went to the Avengers, the first Avengers film, which I thought was out in 2011. 2012, it's 2012, isn't it? I knew that. Oh, fuck. They also travelled back to when Tony Stark's dad was around, because they meet him. That's a random ass time, because that's nowhere in the film timeline. 42 again.
What 42?
1942.
1642. Okay.
I guess that's wrong as well.
Yep.
Where else do they go? So that's where Captain America and Iron Man go. Hawkeye and Black Widow go to get the Soul Stone. I don't know, I'm just going to take random guesses at this point. 2018 and 2016.
Oh my god, you got none of it right.
It's random years.
I remembered most of these just because of the visual thing. It shows up like on the whole screen.
Yeah.
Okay, 2012. I'm not going to give you that just for dramatic effect because we're on the even breaking point. 2013, which one's the one I didn't know? That's the bullshit answer, which is when Thor gets...
Goes back to his to get his hammer.
Yeah. 2014, which is original Guardians.
I said 2014, didn't I?
Well, no, you said 2016 and 2018.
Ah, okay.
So 2014 is original Guardians. And then 1970 is way off. Yeah. It's 30 years. The giveaway, if you remember that scene, Stan Lee cameo. And he's like de-aged, and he goes, oh, make love, make peace, not love. I said, make peace, not love. Make love, not war. That.
Sure. But he was in the same barracks as Captain America, where he was conceived. Yeah. Are we tied at 18 at the moment?
We are tied at 18. What side was Hawkeye on in Civil War?
He's on Captain America's side.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Well. Little Nicky, little Nicky. Go. Is there another question?
No. Well, that's...
No, come on, we have to finish the quiz.
There is no other question because I lost one. Okay, I'm just going to go hardest MCU quiz and ask you the first question. Okay, what is the first line of dialogue in Iron Man, the very first MCU film?
Good question.
By the way, if you get this wrong, we're watching quickly.
Are they in the ballroom?
No, they're traveling in like a military convoy.
Right. So they haven't demonstrated the weapon at this point.
No. You're not hearing the options.
Are there options? Okay, yeah.
I feel like you're driving me to a court martial.
That's it.
Or I am Iron Man. You just say the I am Iron Man. Or is it cool if I take a picture with you? That's the throw off, but that comes later.
Yeah. Can we all smile? Yay! Yeah. Little Nicky Goodness.
Adam Sandler.
That was fairly even.
Yeah, unlike yours.
No, it was, the scores were even.
Oh, like, yeah.
That was
fairly
close scores in terms of difficulty.
Yeah.
Never would have gotten those years. If you gave me...
That was most surprising. I knew most of them. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening to my triumphant victory.
Yeah. And come back next week where I hang myself before watching Little Nicky.
But then you would end up in hell with Little Nicky, and then you'd come straight back. Thank you for listening.
We said that already.
Yeah, I'm saying it again.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Yes, don't forget to share as much as you can, like as much as you can.
Don't share this. This is private.
Okay, don't share this. Don't forget to like everything as much as you can.
And comment.
Comment and stars.
And thank you for listening.
And thank you. Goodbye.